I received the following question relating to Hanukkah, but it's really a kashrus question. And the person asked the following: I've always treated my food processor like it's fleishig. I've never actually put meat inside, but onions that I cut with a meat knife have gone inside, and I wash it in my meat sink and dishwasher. I've always counted it as fleishig equipment for these reasons. I was wondering if I'm allowed to use it to shred onions and potatoes for parv latkes that I would serve with a dairy meal. Can I shred cold onions in it and then fry them in a dairy pan? So again, you have a situation of a fleishig knife, and the fleishig knife cuts onions, and the onions are cut in a food processor. Does that make the food processor fleishig, or is the food processor not fleishig, and you could use it to cut onions that are cut with a dairy knife? So, and that could be used for a dairy meal. So that's the question. So first of all, the fact that the food processor is washed in a meat dishwasher does not necessarily render the food processor fleishig, according to many poskim, because it's washed with soap, and so that itself, and so probably does not become fleishig if it's washed with other fleishig utensils in a meat dishwasher, according to many poskim. But the issue is, does the cutting of the onions, do the onions which were cut with a fleishig knife that are now cut with a food processor, do they make the food processor fleishig? The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredea Simon Tzarivav Seif Aleph states that tznon o silka shechotcham besakin shel baser ben yomo o she'eino makunach asher lachlam b'chalav ad she'yitom yomkom hachatach k'dein netilas makom. If a radish or beet that was cut with a fleishig knife, or an unclean knife, for our purposes a fleishig knife, you can't eat that radish with dairy. Why? Because when it comes to a davar charif like a radish, and Seif Beis includes onions, bitsalim, in this category. So when you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, so the meat taste is transferred from the knife to the onion. You have a fleishig knife, and normally speaking, the way taste is transferred is, let's say, if the food is cooked in a fleishig pot, so through liquid heat, the taste of the meat from the pot is transferred to the food that was cooked in it. But here, a combination of charif and duchacha de sakina, you have the pressure of the knife cutting a davar charif, a sharp food, that would transfer taste from the meat knife, to the onion. And the onion would become fleishig to the extent that you could not eat it together with dairy. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Simon Peites writes that even though you would not be able to eat the onion with dairy, again, you cut an onion with a fleishig knife, you would not be able to eat that onion with dairy, nevertheless, mutter lechol gvina achrav, you can eat cheese afterwards. You don't have to wait 6 hours. So it's not, an onion that was cut with a fleishig knife is not like a piece of meat exactly. You eat a piece of meat, you have to wait 6 hours until you eat dairy. But if you eat an onion that was cut with a fleishig knife, so there is a fleishig taste in the onion, you cannot eat it with dairy, but you don't have to wait the 6 hours. The big shaila is, you have this fleishig onion, and then you cut it with the food processor. Does it taste transfer, the fleishig taste of the onion transfer to the food processor? This is a machlokes achronim. The Magen Avraham in Simon Tuf Nun Aleph says, in Seif Katan Lamed Aleph says, Umehai time osim shelo kedin shelifam chotchim zangvil besakin shel basar. So sometimes they cut this charif food with a fleishig knife, a dachin osa bimeducha, and you and you crush it in a food processor. Exactly our case. You have charif, the sharp food that you cut with a fleshig knife, and then you use a kind of a food processor. You cut this sharp food with a food processor, and then it becomes absorbed, becomes fleshig, and then you cut another sharp food with and you eat it with dairy. L'chein yesh lizar. So you should be careful. Shlo lachto chazangvil rak b'sachin chada. So you shouldn't cut it with a fleshig knife. So the Magen Avraham and the Chachmas Adam in Shar Isser V'Heter Klamim Tes Seif Yudav cites the Magen Avraham, and he holds like it. So those Achronim would hold that the food processor would be fleshig, as opposed to the Magen Avraham and the Chachmas Adam, the Marishag and the Evan HaOzer disagree, and they hold that the onion becomes fleshig because of not barnat, the meat taste to the knife and the knife to the onion, but to then transfer the taste to the food processor, there we would argue that it does not absorb enough to forbid you to eat the onions cut with it. The food processor does not become fleishig, and if you cut onions with the food processor, you would be allowed to eat those onions with dairy. In other words, this is the Evan HaOzer in Yoredeya Tzarivav Seif Katan Beis. In other words, what we're saying here is the following. Yes, it's true that if you have a fleshig knife that cuts onions, the onion will absorb the fleshig taste from the knife, and you would not be allowed to eat the onion with dairy. However, if you have the fleshig onion that absorbed the taste from the fleshig knife, and then you cut the onion with a food processor, the fleshig taste from the onion does not transfer to the food processor to make it fleshig. That's what the Evan HaOzer and the Marshag rule. Rabbi Willig says you can be mekel like the Marshag and the Evan HaOzer, and therefore this person who uses her food processor for fleshig, for onion, to cut onions, and the onions were cut with a fleshig knife, she would be allowed to use that same food processor to cut onions with a dairy knife, and then use those onions with a dairy meal. And however, he writes, Rabbi Willig told me, it's still preferable, if you can, to get a parv knife for the onion. Even though he thinks we can rely on the Marshag, the Evan HaOzer, since it is a machlokes, it's better that you should have a special parv knife used to cut onions so you don't run into this problem to begin with.